First of all, just I thought the fans were fantastic today. Third straight home game, a noon ball game. Vol Walk was energetic, was awesome environment for our players running out today. Thought the people that showed up were into the football game early and did a great job, so appreciate that. Thought the team did a lot of the things that we were asking them from the previous week. Thought they still played with great effort and energy, in particular defensively, special teams. Thought we played cleaner, way fewer penalties. Thought we handled that the right way, and then we're able to take care of the football for the most part during the course of the game. And defensively, forced four, did a great job there, and so thought we took some positive steps there. There's a bunch of plays out there offensively that at some point we're going to have to take advantage of. Obviously, the level of competition is going to step up next week. Our players are excited about that opportunity. Big challenge for us as a program. But we got to make some strides here in the next week.
Josh, when you talk about the level of competition, when you go 4 of 5 on fourth downs, are you happy that you converted 80%, or are you upset?
Well, glad that we converted, right, in those situations. Some of it, just what we were playing in the situation, there were some setup plays that I didn't think we did a very good job on third down. Would have liked to convert on some of the passes, a couple of runs that we didn't pick up what we should have in those situations. At the end of the day, glad that we converted on the 4 out of 5. The other one's open. We got to find a way to connect on that one, too.
Josh, how would you assess the play of end of the
Some real positives. Decisive, accurate at times. Did a good job using his feet at times. The turnovers can't happen. There's some plays in the pass game from in the pocket. You see wide receivers behind, the secondary again, and we're not connecting on those. Got to at some point make those plays.
Josh, how important was it in your list of things you wanted to accomplish today to get a lot of guys some playing time and meaningful rest?
Yeah, talked about it as a staff on Thursday before the staff went out recruiting in the afternoon on Friday. Just having a plan that if the game unfolds in a way where we get an opportunity, want to reward the guys and get some of our young players some meaningful snaps and reward the everybody on our roster if we could. I thought in all three phases got an opportunity to let some young guys get some opportunities out there, which I think is important.
Josh, I know the quarterback keeping it running, that's a part of y'all's running game, but when the quarterback's not running, it's with the backs. Y'all just not getting as many hats on hats as you want, or what's it
called? A combination of everything at times that we can be cleaner in the run game up front. And when I say that, I'm talking about the tight ends as well. And at times, they're blocking it really clean. We're not maximizing it at the running back position either. I thought there were a couple of plays today out on the perimeter and inside the core that we can do a better job of our pace and being able to come out of it and use the blockers in front of us. But it's everybody together, so we got to get better.
Josh, did you come into this game looking to accomplish target in on a few specific things up and defensively? And if so, what were those?
I talked about it last week. The first thing is just, our lead up in the process that we go through in kickoff. And what I'm talking about, Monday through Friday, but certainly I felt like the last 48 hours last week we weren't as good as we needed to be in our mental approach and how we did everything. I thought we took some strides there. We're not where we need to be as a football team. On the field, creating turnovers, taking care of the football on offense, the penalties obviously were a huge issue a week ago. Those were two big factors that we recognized after the ball game with our team were points of emphasis coming into this one. Some positives as far as growth in this football game.
Do you know what the identity of this team is? We're best at this early. Should you know that?
Well, I mean, I think we're playing with great effort and energy in all three phases of the game. We're not playing clean enough on the offensive side of the ball. Some really positive things that we've done defensively, creating negative plays, getting after the quarterback. I think you continue to evolve as your personnel changes too. And then, your matchups. And, you got to be able to protect the guys you need to protect as you go through a football game based on who you're seeing and be able to take advantage of matchups.
But those three games, you have guys running wide open. You're not necked on some of those plays. But
You guys could see that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a good feeling to know that you're at least drawing up the right play and executing part of it?
Not really. At the end of the day, it's about 11 guys playing together as one. And we're at a point where we should be able to execute those things at a higher level than we did. In the first three games, week one, there's an anomaly, a little bit different structure than what we were going to see week one in our offense. Week two just didn't connect the way that we're capable of. We got to grow out of that, and you guys have heard me say it. Our players have too. We're in a race against ourselves to become as good as we can, as fast as we can. We got to get better quickly. Big opponent, as far as the test next week down in Gainesville.
Yeah, Coach, really solid day for the defense here. Keys for their confidence heading into Florida and getting these four interceptions today.
I think it was big for us as a program. You guys have asked that question a bunch. How are you going to force those things to happen? And it happens because you apply pressure on the quarterback. It happens because you get your hands on balls. When you have opportunities, guys make plays. Today you saw some of those things, and you got to continue to rip at it and force, fumbles too. And to me, one of the things that we stress is just playing harder than your opponent, if you do that, eventually good things end up happening with the ball. We had some good things happen today. Going to have to continue to do that as we go through conference play.
Coach, how was Joe being able to play today, and if he's healthy, is he just...
Yeah, he had some opportunity to work with us during the middle part of the week. At the end of the week, just didn't feel like he was going to be ready. I think the next couple of days will be big in his rehab, see where he's at when we get on the field on Tuesday.
With Joe out for most of practice, what were the reps like? Did Henning take all the reps with the ones, and what did you think about Harrison?
Yeah, he took a majority of them, probably all of them. Harrison took a bunch of the two reps. Might have been a drive or two where they swapped, but for the most part, Hendon took them all.
Josh, you mentioned that before Pitt, the last 48 hours, you weren't where you needed to be, but you got better. What do you mean specifically by that?
Just our mental approach, or keeping what's important from our players' perspective, That's as detailed as I'm going to get right now.
There's a pretty long list of guys who didn't play today for whatever reason or weren't available to play. Could some of those guys have played if it were, maybe a tougher opponent today?
At the end of the day today, just didn't feel like it was the right thing to do with each of those guys on an individual basis, for today and for the long haul too.
You could be beating your chest after a 56-0 win. Do you feel it's important to hold a high standard?
I think it's really important that our players enjoy every win. Coaches too. It's a hard game played by competitive men, and you play it 10 times, it's going to unfold differently every time. So absolutely enjoy the win. For me, I'm going to transition to the following week pretty quick today, and our players need to do that too. There's still controllables out there that we need to be a lot better at as a football program.
What did you see from Bayless today, just how he sparked you guys in different passes?
I thought he did a great job with the ball in his hands. As a returner, big plays. I think he housed one, right, that got called back. Might have been the first one in the ball game for us. Thought he was really pretty sound as a decision maker back there as a returner on the punt returns as well. Close to coming out of a couple more. Wide receiver, huge play, where he goes in down the sidelines. He's a guy that's just, one, has the ability to make plays for us. His experience is helpful for us, and that's when he's playing outside or in the slot offensively. He's just got to clean up a couple of things, and I say that having said that to him, this past week and in the locker room today too, that continue to clean up the operation so he can play as fast and as clean as he possibly can to help us be the best offense we can.
Paxton deal with an injury or what?
Just one available today.
And do you have any idea if he'll be back next week or
that? I anticipate him being back next week.
And Solon Page also, just what about his? Have seen that?
Yeah, huge, great pick from him. Opportunity to take it into the house. a veteran guy that to me has just continued to compete, and maybe early was a little bit skeptical of us and who we were going to be and what we're about, and are we going to be consistent in what we say inside of our program, and those are going to be our actions. And I say that from a coaching staff perspective, has great buy-in, through spring ball and through the summer, and has earned the opportunity to play and is playing at a really high level.
Josh, with Hendon, was the pace where you wanted it to be?
Our pace isn't anywhere near where it's capable of being. That's guys ball in his hands, being more efficient with it. It's our skill guys. It's the offensive line. It's quarterback too. That's just a part of us playing a lot cleaner, and that's not the only thing. There's a lot of things. So we just got to continue to grow and demand a lot of ourselves and the guy next to us on the offensive side of the ball to play at a higher level that we are capable of playing at.
What do you see from Byron Young?
Without watching the tape, in what I was able to see, athletic, causes issues off the edge. I thought he pushed and pressed the pocket well at times today. He's one of our best pass rushers, and we missed him the first couple of weeks. Having him back today and in the future is big for us.
Josh, what specifically did you see in Harrison Bailey?
I thought he did a really good job, you know what I mean? Yeah, I thought he was efficient, had his eyes on the right spot, you know, on some of the run pass stuff. You know, he made the right decisions and got the ball out of his hands. Thought he escaped a couple times and you know, picked up one and was close to picking up another with his feet too.
The health of the offensive line concern you at the moment? I know that been able to play since 3-1.
And you guys know the health of the offensive line will always concern me, let alone this year, right? You know, we need Coop to get back. We need our guys to be healthy for us, you know. At the same time, I thought a couple of the guys that got an opportunity today did a good job, Dane, Ollie, and, you know, some real positives out of them as well.